Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. NATO defence ministers are meeting in Brussels today to assess airspace protection following recent drone incidents and Russian provocations. Luxembourg's Yuriko Bakas will then join the Ukraine contact group with US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth and Ukrainian Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal. Meanwhile, President Zelensky is meeting President Trump in Washington on Friday to discuss major new weapons deliveries. In the Ukraine war itself, Kyiv authorities have ordered the evacuation of several villages near the current front line. The security situation in the Kharkiv region is deteriorating with increasingly intense Russian air attacks, especially on the strategically important city of Kupiansk. It's a long day ahead in the chamber. Plenary sessions are scheduled for morning and midday. This morning we'll address prison conditions with the LSDP questioning the government. At midday, a current affairs session will focus on digital fraud in the banking sector and how customers can be better protected. Locally, the CGDIS is reporting two injuries on our roads last night. Around 7:20 p.m., a car crashed in Mersch, and shortly after 8, two cars collided in Esch. One person was injured in each incident. Luxembourg's chief medical officer has confirmed a minor COVID wave is underway, with around 300 cases a week, but says there's no cause for concern. Flu numbers are still low at just 20 cases weekly, though that's expected to jump in winter. Pharmacies are reporting they are seeing more and more people coming in for vaccines and cold remedies. The advice? Keep up with your vaccines and wash your hands regularly. Hamas has tightened its grip on Gaza, executing 8 alleged collaborators and deployed armed police as Israeli forces withdraw. The group handed over 4 more bodies of deceased hostages to Israel on Tuesday after Israel announced it would cut in half the number of humanitarian aid trucks allowed into Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement. And French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has announced he will suspend the unpopular 2023 pension reform that raised the retirement age to 64. The move aims to secure socialist support and prevent his government's collapse. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In football news, Harry Kane scored twice as England thrashed Latvia 5-0 last night to secure qualification for the 2026 World Cup, while Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal were forced to wait to clinch their spot at the finals after being held by Hungary 2-2. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian demonstrators prefaced Italy's vital win over Israel 3-0, and Spain took another step forward towards qualification with a big victory against Bulgaria, ending 4-0. Meanwhile, Luxembourg is now officially out of World Cup reckoning after their 4th consecutive loss. The November international window will now feature 2 dead rubbers in the Grand Duchy against Germany and an away day in Belfast. The biggest test awaiting the Redlands for now remains the March 2026 international break, a doubleheader against Malta to retain Luxembourg's UEFA Nations League Division C spot.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
There'll be no surprises in store for us today, at least not where the weather's concerned. Starting off with a cloudy morning, as has been the norm this week, but the sun will break out this afternoon and we should be able to enjoy some sunshine. Temperatures are much the same as yesterday, around 10 degrees this morning, rising to a high of 15 degrees in the afternoon.